welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this program marks a very special anniversary for me. It has been 11 years that I've lived in Telluride, and that's the same amount of time I lived in Paris, France. So that's pretty exciting, and I wanted to do something special to commemorate that. Special Paris Telluride show, special France Colorado show. And I have one of my probably most dear traveling companions on the phone. I'm going to try not to get choked up. And this is based on the suggestion of Ben Kerr, our own station manager, because I'm also celebrating almost 11 years of doing Travel Fun. And so I had to do something special. So I have invited my mother, Mary Ellen Clementi, to be my special guest on Travel Fun. And we're talking. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mary Beth. Love you.
Love you, too. And you're on the phone from Lake George, New York, up in the Adirondack Mountains.
I'm far away from you, my dear.
Far, far away. And I'm originally from upstate New York. Some of you might know that. And I found my way to Paris for 11 years. And then now it's been 11 years in Telluride. There have been some pit stops in between. And my mom has accompanied me much of the way, both actually visiting me in these wonderful places and also hearing so much about it. So I'd like the first half of the program to be about talking about Paris and France and Telluride and Colorado. And then maybe toward the end of the program, we'll talk about what changes my mom has seen in me, because I did go from a very different life in France and to a much more down-to-earth existence here in Colorado. So we'll see what she has to say about that, and who better to weigh in on that than my mother. I will be posting this at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, as a podcast. So in case you don't hear the end, know that that will be the case. And Mom, let's first talk. First of all, I want to thank you for doing this.
Well, you're quite welcome, Mary Beth. I hope I can get through it. This is my first radio broadcast, shall we say.
Well, just think of us chatting together and sort of reminiscing about past times.
All right, we'll try.
Okay, let's first talk about Paris. And
the first
time we went to Paris together, it was at the start of my junior year abroad. And that was after...
Absolutely.
Doing a wonderful trip around Europe, mother and daughter, and then you were leaving me there to, at the time I was going to study 6 months, but I ended up studying a year in Paris. So let's talk about that time and your impressions of Paris and the adventure I was about to embark upon.
Well, I have to say, looking back on that, that was the most spectacular time, because that was my very first trip to Europe. And that was, I do believe, was 1981. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. And we started in Belgium. Is that correct, my dear?
Yes, I'm laughing. Are you going to tell the douche story?
No. No. Maybe I've forgotten that. I know I was going to tell the experience with my first time eating what I thought was chicken, and it turned out to be my first rabbit.
Oh, yes, and I remember that.
That was kind of a shock to me, because I had never eaten, those little bunnies.
Something
before.
Cute and fuzzy like that before.
Yes, uh-huh. So that was my first real experience eating at the table with these Europeans, lovely, lovely people in Belgium. And they were responsible for so many wonderful things, wonderful meals, and quite an experience for me.
And a French-speaking Belgian family.
Yes.
Uh-huh. From Antwerp.
At the North Shore. We were at the North Shore, where their home was.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Since I gave it away, I just have to say they spoke perfect English. And I do remember, though, the story when Joe, the father, had asked you if Mary Ellen in here, this is where you take your douche.
I do remember that now. That had slipped out of my mind.
That is the French word for shower, and so you looked at me a little.
I don't think I knew that at the time.
No.
I'm quite aware of it now, but it was quite a surprise to have this gentleman ask me if I wanted to douche.
So that was a real cultural experience for you.
It was.
What were your first impressions of Paris?
Oh, my dear. Well, what would I say? It was very beautiful, but gray and black. Everything seemed to be gray and black. Even on a sunny day, which really never came through in the city. It never seemed to be bright and sunny in the city. But it was just magnificent. It was just beautiful. And the wonderful streets were just so wide. And the cobblestones weren't too, easy to get used to, but we did. And where did we go the first time in Paris? I think that's where we went to this little tiny hotel on the left bank. And we had to go up two flights of hardly stairs. That's kind of what I remember. And we had these two huge suitcases. And I think we lugged them up those stairs. And we just got halfway up and we got hysterical laughing.
I think that was one of the small left bank hotels. And they're known for having very small rooms and perhaps... Often they don't have elevators, smaller staircases.
Exactly.
I don't think we could fit our suitcases in the staircase.
Yeah. No, we always had too large. Our suitcases were much too large.
Well,
and if they were large, they got larger.
I still travel that way today, and it kills me. But I feel that you have to have a selection. But I am working on paring things down.
Well, that's good to hear.
I also remember that first visit you had it in your mind because you were already a wonderful cook at the time, and you had spent many, many hours with Julia Child in the background on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember you said you wanted to have a bouillabaisse somewhere.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
In Paris.
I remember that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember now.
And
It
took some doing to find a restaurant that did that, and you had to order it 24 hours in advance.
Exactly. I remember that now. And this place was on a hill. Everything seemed to be on a hill in Paris, it seemed to me.
And that's a wonderful dish from the south of France, a seafood stew, actually from Marseille.
Yes.
And leave it to you to want to have the bouillabaisse.
Yes. Well, that's probably the only word I knew at the time. In the repertoire of the kitchen, in the French department. But I remember that so well that Julie would prepare that.
I want to go back to the fact that you remember Paris as being very gray. And I often say to people, you haven't truly experienced Paris unless you've experienced it on a gray day, because the buildings, they're made out of what they call pierre de taille, and they are very sort of grayish looking. And it is true that it is often not very sunny in Paris. In fact, I'm going to say right off, in case I forget, the number one reason I moved out west was for the sunshine. So I got my sunshine here. And it is a beautiful city. You do have to see it gray, but too many gray days in a row are kind of tough.
Yes. Yes, but wasn't a lot of the buildings seem to have some sort of a black hood over them? Their roofs seemed to be rounded, and I just remember that gray and black look. But it didn't detract from the beautiful city that it was. And the boulevards, as you would say, you know, the Champs-Élysées. Remember walking down there?
Oh, yes.
At night?
Yes, I do. And the roofs you're talking about are the mansard roofs. And
exactly.
Sort of
there you go.
Yeah, the dark. What do you remember about your first impressions with the about the French?
Oh, I liked the French. I liked them very much. People felt that they were standoffish and cold, but I didn't find that. They were always, if I was alone, they were very eager to help me in whatever I was trying to achieve. And they thought I could speak their language. And of course, you know, I didn't, and I would pretend a lot.
Well, you know why I think they thought that, Mom?
I don't know.
Because I'm sure you had a scarf on.
Oh, tell me. Of course we had scarves.
Yes.
That was my first big purchase, was that huge, beautiful Soleado scarf. Remember that, Mary Beth?
Yes, I do. I do. Well, I think, you know, I know I was born wearing a scarf, being your daughter.
Of course you were.
People,
I
still wear them today, and that's the quintessential French accessory. And people think I got that from France, but I know I got it from you. So we fit right in with our accessories. So
I loved scarves long before France. I didn't know they were so popular until I went to France, and then I said, "Ooh la la! Look at all the scarves! I should have brought all my old dogs with me," but I didn't, and yet. You know, I was able to buy this gorgeous scarf. I still see that scarf, which is some dear French woman is wearing it somewhere. You know.
Was that the one that was stolen?
That was the one that was stolen out of your luggage.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And I think it's important to say that really anything we ever bought in France, and certainly in the 11 years that I lived there, we did our fair amount of shopping. We're still wearing it today.
Yes, we are. Indeed.
We are. Uh-huh. Classic fashions.
Yes, absolutely.
So just to say, I'm visiting with my mother, Mary Ellen Clementi. It's a special anniversary show to commemorate 11 years in Paris and now 11 years in Telluride. And I think
that
I should say
possible.
It doesn't. I started out as a student there. I did my junior year abroad, and then I went back and finished my senior year in Boston and lived another year. And then I just wanted to get back to France, and I thought I'd go back and live 3 to 5 years, and it ended up being another 10 years. So that's what made the 11. And when I was living during that time, we can say, of course, I married a Frenchman after I was there for a while. And so Mom came over quite a few times to visit. And not only Paris, but we started venturing out in the provinces quite a bit.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Before you were married, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And then even thereafter. And because we do have so much fun traveling together, and I had already started writing about France in my tour guides, and especially when I was working on the book, The Riches of France, A Shopping and Touring Guide to the French Provinces. You've always been a fantastic driver, Mom. So you were even driving in France. Remember that?
Yes. I shouldn't have been, but I was, yes.
Uh-huh. And
that kind of made it more fun, I guess.
And you were driving...
I drove in third gear or first gear, I think, for miles and miles and miles before I learned to shift it down.
Right, a standard, I think they say in French, with the stick shift. You know, it's hard to rent cars that are automatics. And do you remember when we were in Lorraine, province of Lorraine, and we're at night driving through the Vosges Mountains.
Oh, dear Lord, yes, I do.
And it was...
I thought I was going to have a breakdown.
Yes, windy, twisty.
Yes.
And, of course,
windy,
you didn't want me to drive, but you were driving white-knuckled.
No.
And I can remember what you said about some friends of yours that don't even drive out to the country club.
Well... or across the river.
Across the river at night, and there you were winding your way through the Vosges Mountains.
Oh, my gosh, it was wicked, just wicked. My heart was just about in my throat all the many, many miles. You kept saying, oh, you're doing fine, Mom, you're doing fine. I couldn't see a thing, and everybody's whizzing by me. Oh, it was awful. But we got through it, Mary Beth.
Yes, we did.
Yes, and the next morning was just so glorious, this place that we had stayed. And I said, oh, where are we going today? And you said some other. I said, as long as we don't have to go back over those roads, that's all I care.
Over the mountain.
Yes, remember that?
No, we didn't. We didn't. I kept my promise.
Yeah, we went another way, yeah.
Right. So what else do you remember about your travels in France, in the provinces or Paris?
They were so numerous. All I remember is meeting up with the French tourism offices. That was very special. And Mary Beth would always have to meet with the what was he called, Mary Beth?
Directeur?
Or whatever.
The director?
Yes, the director, yes. And Mary Beth would caution me now, Mom, don't ask too many questions, because then I just kind of stand there and listen to Mary Beth and the gentleman speak in lovely French. And, of course, I'd nod my head and smile, and, you know, as if I was really understanding what the heck they were talking about. But it was always a beautiful lunch, no matter where, lovely wine. It was grand. It was a grand life. I was a very, very lucky mama.
and the reason that I didn't want you to ask too many questions is they had me or us on such a tight itinerary when I was researching these different books that if we spent too long at one place, then we'd have to be rushing the next place. And Lord knows we can all talk.
And we would go for miles and miles and miles and miles to find this little tiny man that was making his special violins. Where was that? Remember that?
Yes.
He made these famous violins, and I know it was very important to you, but, you know, at that point I was, you know, I was ready for the evening.
Right. Well, Mom, let's switch gears and fast forward. Yeah. To Telluride, Colorado.
Oh, my goodness.
I already said that I moved to Colorado for the sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And that I've been very blessed to enjoy. You and I first came to Telluride. I have to say, I did live in Pagosa Springs for a year and a half.
Yes,
so
we
first came to Telluride on a day trip. And we looked at all the wonderful little shops and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And
always the shops, yes. Uh-huh.
We really had a good feeling about it.
Yes, it was lovely. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Very, very, very beautiful. And different. Different.
I often make, well, not often, but sometimes make comparisons between Paris and Telluride. And I think really, number one common denominator is the beauty. And in Telluride, it's natural beauty. In Paris, it's man-made, but just jaw-droppingly beautiful. Would you agree?
Oh, without question, yes, Mary Beth, I would agree. Especially when you look up those beautiful mountains and see some snow on top. And you feel very minute and very lucky to be alive at that point, I think. And I think you have that feeling in Paris as well, too, when you look around at the beautiful buildings and the awesomeness of it all. Yes, I think you can compare them.
And also, I would say the authenticity, because Paris is so incredibly authentic. As is Telluride. Neither place pretends to be something it isn't.
True. Yes, absolutely. Well, especially Telluride, Mary Beth. Especially Telluride.
And the people. Yeah. The people.
Yes. Yes, the people are lovely. And the people are lovely in France. People are lovely all over, I find. I remember our little trips to Japan and things like that. The people were lovely to us, too. So people are what you are to them, I think.
That's very true, Mom. Great statement. And I always say that we're ambassadors wherever we go. We're representing the U.S.
We try. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, we try. Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
When I first moved to Telluride, I lived in Ophir.
Oh, I know, Ophir. Yeah. and your wonderful, wonderful piece of Paris furniture that made it up.
Yes, my 18th century armoire got into the cabin in Ophir.
I couldn't believe it got in the doorway. My word.
And, yeah, that's not a good souvenir to bring back from France. It's beautiful, but not very practical in terms of traveling with it.
No,
so that was where I first learned to make a fire. I mean, that just goes to show how I had such a different life in Paris. It was one of Parisian sophisticate. And as I said, I've embraced a much more down-to-earth existence here. So what were your thoughts? Were you thinking, what did she get into, and is she going to, you know, stick it out?
Well, I thought, you know, you were a little bit more like myself. I could make a fire when I was, you know, very young. And I wondered why you couldn't make a fire, you know. So I was happy that you were learning how to make a fire. You did a good job.
So my move out west, did that surprise you?
Of course it did. Of course it did. Yes, it did. And I thought, well, I think Paris was easier to get at than going to Colorado, to be frank with you. I wondered, you know, how I was ever going to get there.
Especially from upstate New York?
Yes, it seemed like forever to get there. You know, but it was lovely once you got there. It was very different. And I'm used to the Adirondacks here in New York State, which are very beautiful, too, but they're kind of diminished when it comes to the mountains out there.
The Rocky Mountains.
Yes, there's no question.
So
but they're all beautiful.
Do you think I've changed much, Mom? And I mean, I used to have a very sculpted French bob sort of look. Now my hair is long and sort of hippie style. That's a physical change. But do you think as a person I've changed much?
I don't think you have a hippie style, Mary Beth. I really don't think you have a hippie style, my dear. it's a very nice hairdo, but I do prefer the shorter hair. But that's your mother speaking.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But as a person, do you think I've changed much living in the West from having spent so much time in France?
Yes and no, Mary Beth. You still have the grandioseness of being in Paris all those years and the lovely way you can entertain and set a table and do lovely things. You still have that grace about you, my dear. But you kind of had that when you were a little girl, too. So I don't know if you've changed that much, my sweet child. Not as much as you'd like to, maybe.
Well, I'd say that's a good thing. And what about the ski instructor part? Because those that listen to my show.
That's wonderful. I envy you that part. I think that's a wonderful thing. Cause I started all you kids on the bunny slope many, many, many moons ago, and I used to dread it, and you all surpassed me, and you were all waving to me on the chairlift, and I was down below saying, thank God they're on their own. And when I think of you being a ski instructor, I'm just completely amazed, just amazed, how you can just stand out there and freeze your toes and everything else, and in the dead of winter is beyond me. I think of you every every January and February and March. I think it's a wonderful thing that you've done.
And
you're blessed. You have a lot of talent.
Well, and there too, I'm coming up on an 11th year anniversary. It's going to be my 11th season, so that's a good segue into our 11, 11, 11 theme.
This 11, 11 is starting to scare me.
Right. And this is something, I'll put up a link at my blog when I do this story, bonjourcolorado.com, to the meaning behind 11, 11.
11, 11.
Yes,
yeah.
Apparently there's a deep spiritual meaning. And
apparently.
My mom knows that most of the time when I happen to look at the clock, It's something 11, either 311 or 211 or 511, 1111. And here I'm celebrating 11 years in Paris, 11 years in Telluride, almost 11 years doing Travel Fun, and almost 11 years being a ski instructor. So this has got to be a banner year. It's something's in the wind.
Oh, I kind of think it might be.
That
I'll
would
keep my fingers crossed.
That would be fun. Well, it certainly has been. I've been very fortunate to experience, I would say, two of the most beautiful destinations in the world. Paris is certainly probably the number one tourist destination, and Telluride, although it's not very known, anybody that comes here, they just keep coming back because it is just such a marvelous place to be.
Yes, it is. It's very mysterious and drawing, and when you look up at the waterfalls there, it's so beautiful, and that one street is just very, very picturesque. And I know you're very happy there, Mary Beth. I'm happy for you.
Right. And we've had some fun travels in Colorado, Mom. We've done gone to the powwow on the Ute Indian Reservation down by
yes,
Cortez. And spent time in Aspen and Denver and Durango and Pagosa.
Exactly.
And
so. Yes. Yes, indeed. The only thing I haven't ventured off to was the Silverton Railroad, and I don't think I'll ever make that one.
Right. Well, it is magnificent, but for someone who's afraid of heights, that's a little scary. And you have overcome, though, because the first time you took the gondola, we had to get off at Allred so you could have a wine.
Well, we still do that, Mary Beth. We use that as an excuse. You use me as an excuse, I think.
Right, but the last visit, you were riding it, you know, when you weren't flat out on the seat, so that was progress.
No, I have gotten better, yes, with age. Everything happens with age. You know,
right,
Mary Beth.
You've mellowed. Well, I am visiting with my all-time favorite travel companion, my mom, Mary Ellen Clementi. And we certainly have had wonderful times together in France and Colorado. And it's really nice to reminisce about some of those experiences and the effect they've had on my life. And certainly, Mom, I've also included you and Dad in a lot of travel stories I've written.
Yes, you have, Mary Beth. It's been a joy just to have traveled with you and your knowledge of where we're going. You're my navigator, I'm your driver, and then I'm happy to do that as long as I can. So anytime you're ready, my bag is always packed, my dear.
That sounds great. And plus, we love good food and wine, so that always enhances it.
We haven't even talked about the good food and everything yet.
Right, because in Telluride, there are so many wonderful restaurants as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. I am going to post this at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, and with some other little goodies, also the significance of 1111 that many people believe. Mom, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, just to thank you for allowing me to chat with you and your friends, and who knows, I might be broadcasting from Troy, New York someday. I might like this.
Or at least
very
the
nice, Mary Beth.
At least the Adirondacks. You're sitting there on your porch, and you can.
Oh, I am. Yes. Yeah. It's a beautiful day here. Very calm. We had a kind of bit of a storm about 2 hours ago, but it's all passed over, and it's just beautiful.
Okay. Well, we got lucky. I'm glad we missed that storm. It's not good for phone calls and the radio. Mom, thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun. And thank you for all the wonderful times we've shared together on our travels together in France and Colorado.
Well, thank you, Mary Beth, for including me. I love you, honey.
Love you too, Mom. Big hugs.
Bye for now.
Hugs to Dad and Dave and everybody else that's back there.
I will.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in the blue.
Fly with me, float down to Peru.